Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. So a nor'easter is heading our way, and it seems like a really tricky one to predict. AccuWeather meteorologist John Ferrick, hard at work in our weather center. John, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bridget. Does certainly look like it's going to be quite a doozy of a storm. The question is, where exactly does it track? And at this point, it does look like it tracks close enough to the city, to the tri-state area, that we do see a plowable snow across the tri-state area and some dangerous travel. It certainly looks like the snow really picks up in intensity starting tomorrow night. There may be a little bit of light snow or flurries during the day tomorrow, but the heaviest snow later tomorrow night into Saturday, we're likely to see 6 to as much as 12 inches for the city, as well as the Jersey Shore, Long Island, coastal Connecticut, maybe a little bit less off to the west. But again, it looks like perhaps near blizzard conditions at times, especially across Long Island up into Connecticut. Winds could gust past 50 miles per hour. Coastal flooding is going to be a concern with this as well. Bridget?
Back with you in 10 minutes. AccuWeather updates around the clock for this coming nor'easter. We here at 1010 Winds Newsline right now are following the procession for the wake of Officer Jason Rivera. It is now underway. A flag-draped coffin just loaded into a hearse at the Riverdale Funeral Home. Some members of the NYPD are marching alongside that hearse as it makes its way to the procession, which is headed down to St. Patrick's for the wake this afternoon, 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's. Our Glenn Chuck.
So much grief and loss for friends and family and those who worked alongside these two young police officers. A major turnout expected, thousands and thousands at these wakes and funerals over the next week, beginning today with Officer Rivera's wake, 1 to 8 p.m. Last night at the 32nd Precinct outside, hundreds at a vigil. Fellow Officer Carlos Ruiz Reyes can't believe that Mora is gone.
I'm still hoping this is all a dream, and I wake up tomorrow. It's all a nightmare, actually. And I got to speak to you one last time, and I'll say I'm sorry. Sorry for not being there.
The Mora's funeral, set for next Wednesday, also here at St. Pat's, Cardinal Dolan will preside over both masses. The NYPD, still a department in shock. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds on Fifth Avenue.
And again, on the streets of Riverdale, the procession now passing for the wake of Officer Jason Rivera. As we say, his body was just loaded onto the hearse in a flag-draped coffin. Members of the NYPD saluting as the hearse drove by, and people on the streets of the Bronx stopping what they were doing to watch. Police have released a new photo and video of the man who shoved another man onto the tracks at the Fulton Street Station in Manhattan last Sunday. The victim got back on that platform himself, but he was cut on the leg. You can check out the photo and video for yourself at 1010winds.com. And Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine and members of the City Council are calling on the MTA to immediately install platform barriers at some subway stations where people have been pushed onto the tracks. We get details for Newsline from our Sam Liebman.
A 3,000-page study found platform doors are only feasible in less than 40% of stations if all train cars are the same, due to physical or ADA compliance issues mostly. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine says the MTA should at least start.
The engineering challenges have been solved around the world. This can be done.
He, along with other Manhattan lawmakers, sent a letter to MTA Chair and CEO Jano Lieber to do just that. But Lieber says there are immediate safety concerns.
A positive step is that the NYPD has stepped up to say they're putting people, as we have been asking for quite some time, in areas where the riders feel vulnerable.
The state also sending in help for the mentally ill, but Levine says they should look at all options. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
Governor Hochul will reportedly meet with the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg tomorrow. The governor has warned Bragg she is ready to use her powers to force him to reverse his politics, his policies. She is willing to hear Bragg out at the meeting at her Midtown office, but she told the Post that she does have some options. Some people have called for the removal of Bragg. The governor wants to make sure that everyone is in alignment, she says, in stopping gun violence. Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day, the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz and Birkenau Nazi concentration camps. On this day, the United Nations is urging all of its member nations to honor the 6 million Jewish victims, along with the millions of other victims of Nazism, and urging the education of people to prevent future genocides. A 13-year-old girl is in critical condition after being struck by a truck in Borough Park.
This 13-year-old girl rushed to Maimonides after being run over by this box truck, Coney Island Avenue and Avenue J at 7:30 in the morning. The intersection regarded as one of the most dangerous in the city, according to the group Transportation Alternatives. The group's Corey Epstein tells me
that we know that Coney Island Avenue is a Vision Zero priority corridor. We know this exact intersection is a Vision Zero priority intersection.
Another child, the victim of pedestrian accidents here in the city.
When you hear children, it's extremely, extremely heartbreaking. Kids who are just trying to go to school. This was a child who was struck by a very large truck, and it really begs the question for, yes, we can make our streets safer, but we also need to be looking at really big trucks on our streets.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here on Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn.
The pandemic has not been kind to street vendors, they say, and so today they are asking their industry be deemed legit. Our Sam Liebman with details for Newsline about their rally.
With a finite amount of permits from the city and the possibility of harassment, arrest, and fines, street vendors will rally in Times Square to demand the state legislature pass bills to simply legalize it and decriminalize it.
With S-1175 in the Senate and A-81 in the Assembly, we hope to completely remove this arbitrary cap.
And for those who say more vendors will clog streets, Jennifer Salgado with the Street Vendor Project says they can only be in certain areas and will more likely follow the law.
If people are able to see that their business is licensed, then they'll be more inclined to pay taxes, follow all the rules that other small businesses have to follow as well.
She says many vendors are ineligible for pandemic relief funds for small businesses because of the licensing issue. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.